Hello, you're listening to a podcast by Speak Up Radio, sharing some of the features and interviews we've done with inspiring people and organisations across London. Here, you'll get all the chat, insights and information, but you won't get any of the music, and that's because of how licensing works. To get the full experience, tune into the radio station 24/7 by visiting www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. This work has been supported by Imperial Health Charity. Hello, you're listening to a podcast by Speak Up Radio, sharing some of the features and interviews we've done with inspiring people and organisations across London. Here, you'll get all the chat, insights and information, but you won't get any of the music, and that's because of how licensing works. To get the full experience, tune into the radio station 24/7 by visiting www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. Today, I spoke to Kaz, Shireen and Joe from Grand Junction, a community, arts and culture venue in North Westminster, about a couple of events they've got coming up, which are organised by and for young people aged between 13 and 25. We talked about an exhibition based around the theme of finding comfort, which will be open from the 25th of October until the 12th of November. We also spoke about Self Love Fest, a community festival happening in the same place on Saturday the 6th of November from 3 until 7 p.m. The events are free and about 10 minutes walk from Paddington Station. The events are funded by the Brighter Futures Fund and managed by the Young Westminster Foundation. Hello guys, thanks so much for joining.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. So we'll go and do some introductions. If you could just say a little bit about yourselves. So we'll go around. Should we start with you, Cass?
Sure. Hi, my name's Cass. My pronouns are they, them. I am a 20-year-old history of art student. And I am, yeah, at university. And in my free time, I'm loving doing some freelance work and volunteering with Grand Junction, the incredible charitable organisation. And I'm really happy to be joining here today to talk about it.
That's brilliant. Shireen.
Hi, I'm Shireen. I'm 23 years old this year. I've just finished uni, so I study music in my uni, and then I just finished my master degree. So I'm like literally in my transition period right now, but I'm trying to kickstart my business. So I would call myself an entrepreneur. Right now, I'm just doing like multiple projects. And yeah, I'm really excited for this Self-Love Festival. It's like something that I'm really passionate about. You know, something about mental health and, you know, just, you know, raise the awareness of this topic.
That's brilliant. And Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the Young People and Schools Manager at Grand Junction. I'm employed by the Paddington Development Trust. And as you said earlier, Luke, we are an amazing building. Like we're in a Victorian church, which is still used as a church, but we've taken it over. So Monday to Saturday, we lease the building as a community centre. We have fantastic music gigs. We run lots of amazing arts projects for young people. We do shows for children. And we're super, super grateful that we have got the funding from Brighter Futures, which has funded not just this event, but lots of other projects as well, which is running over the year. And I'm so delighted to have Shireen and Cass managing this brilliant festival that's happening in November.
That's brilliant. So there are two events. So there's an exhibition and then there's the festival itself. Let's start with the exhibition because it's first. Cass or Shireen, would you be able to say a little bit about what the exhibition is and what kind of, you know, things you're displaying there?
Oh, should I take this one, Shireen?
Yeah, you should definitely take this one.
Fabulous. I'm really excited for this exhibition. This is the first sort of in situ community exhibition that I've had an opportunity to curate myself. And I'm really, really excited to be able to say that we've actually got a whole selection of brilliant, talented artists from a diverse range of our community. So many different ages, different ethnicities, different sexualities, genders we've got. And I'm just particularly impressed with with also the wonderful range of content that we've got in the exhibition in terms of the actual physical work. So we've got things like small watercolors done very freely and almost therapeutically as an act of finding comfort themselves, and all the way to then, you know, award-winning artists doing portraits coming from, you know, oil portraits coming from the Florence Academy of Art, or we have an artist who is we have an artist who was exhibited last year in the Sky TV's Portrait Artists of the Year exhibition. We have portraits from them. So it's really a massive range of wonderful, comforting artwork. And the thing that really ties it all together is that all these works either represent an act of comforting, or they sort of make us feel comfy.
That's brilliant. Yes. So just on the theme of finding comfort, how did you pick that theme? How did you come to decide, you know, that was going to be what your theme was?
So it was a little sort of exploration for me of what had seemed to really resonate with the community and other community exhibitions that I've seen going on. So, for example, I think the Welcome Collection and UCL have put on some exhibitions over the past sort of 10 years that use the word comfort and encourage the community to respond in such an open way to that. And I felt like it was really successful. And what felt really successful to me was that, you know, the diversity is what I'm talking about. And the fact that you can respond to it from a whole range of ways, from, you know, representations of someone stroking someone's hair whilst they're, you know, weeping, or someone who is doing yoga for themselves, all the way from that sort of very much literal comforting to, you know, therapeutically approached watercolor painting where you're splashing things onto canvases for fun, for well-being. I felt like this sort of comfort word was very flexible, fluid, approachable, and it has created some really diverse exhibitions in the past, and so we kind of went for that. And the other thing that I was thinking was, you know, coming out of this long period of lockdown, there's something that we kind of feel like we're at a stage of looking now, we're at a stage of looking out, turning outwards and finding new ways of comforting ourselves. And so that's where the finding came along, so finding comfort.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Kaz. So let's move on to the Self-Love Fest. I wonder if, Shireen, you wanted to talk a little bit about what we can expect from the Self-Love Fest.
Okay, so in the Self-Love Fest right now, there will be like multiple workshops, which include self-portrait workshops, which is like in charge by Kaz. And I've booked some yoga teacher, like a yoga teacher and a singing bowl teacher, who will be holding some yoga and meditation session in the workshop. And then I'm also booking artists to perform at the night. So there will be like a gig in the last, I mean, like 2 hours of the day. So from, well, like 5:30 to 7, there will be like performing sessions where people will gather, and then there will be like music gigs that, you know, like be performed. And yeah, and then what else? Someone help me, please.
We're going to have food. So we're approaching local businesses to provide us with delicious, vegetarian, healthy food, which will be free. So if you come along, take part, all of this is free. So you can come and have some really tasty, delicious food for free. We also have a smoothie bike where you can actually cycle. And as you cycle, the kind of food processor goes behind you and you can make your own smoothie. So you're getting fit and you're being healthy by drinking your smoothies. We're going to have crystals there, which are accessible for people to take home and can be like a nice memento of the day. And I think Cass and Shireen have said everything. We've got amazing art workshops, brilliant professionals coming in to deliver the work, and fantastic local young performers performing in the evening for us.
Sounds like there's a real variety. Sorry, Cass, I cut you off there.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a wonderful variety of stuff, and I really love I'm particularly excited as well to see the fact that we've also, the one thing that we've also got is some fabulous bean bags. We've invested in some bean bags. So we're going to have them down in the exhibition. And I've just got this, oh, I can't wait to see it all up with all these beautiful Finding Comfort images up with these bean bags so we can sit around. And we've got singing bowls to do meditation with. And I think a gong is going to be brought along and we can have art workshops flowing throughout the building, perhaps even into the outside green spaces we have surrounding the building. It's just going to be wonderful.
It sounds really exciting. What are you hoping people will take away from the day? Either of you.
Okay, I'll start. Because like the whole festival is about it's like a merge of like loving yourself, and then with CAS exhibition Finding Comfort, we really want people to focus on their mental health and then to just get some time to de-stress, because I mean last 2 years have been quite hectic for everyone in the whole world. And you know, like a lot of my friends, I see them being, you know, like fall into this like depression or like anxiety. And, you know, just really, really would hope that we can actually like provide a space and a time for people to just, you know, like step out from all the anxiety and stress that they experience in daily life and to just, you know, be present with us and to, you know, just take a rest from all the hectic stuff that happens in their life. And because there are still a lot of people trying to pick themselves up, and because the event is free as well. So we just hope that more people can come and to, you know, just enjoy life basically in that like 4 to 5 hours. Yeah.
That's great. So, as you said, the event is for young people aged 13 to 25. Are there any groups in particular? Are there any people in particular that you would like to see? So school students, university students, is it just, you know, for anybody?
I think it's generally just young people, basically everyone in that age range. Yeah, and I think on the day there will be other festival that it's like held on the same venue. So there will be a variety of different people from different age groups and occupations, but then our, you know, like our target audience is still young people, because I think as much as like the adults, you know, like people above 25 has hit much by the COVID, actually a lot of people who young people are, you know, have to deal with like different kind of stuff, even though it seems it's not the case, but it is. So, yeah.
I agree with that. I think there feels something special about having a diverse group of young people organizing an event for a diverse group of young people, you know? And like, also, you know, who is this for? What do you want people to take away? I think anyone who wants to, who feels that they need to come along to enjoy a free event, to take away some lovely nutritious food in their bellies, perhaps a crystal in their bag, or a nice self-portrait that they've just made of themselves by a workshop leader, or I'm going to be doing badge making. There's so much to be taken away. So anyone who is in need of that kind of thing, please come along.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have talked, you know, brilliantly about just all of these events that are going on, and it sounds like there's going to be so much to choose from. Is there anything in particular that you are looking forward to on the day?
Well, I've jokingly mentioned the bean bags.
Bean bags, yes. a great investment, comfy, I think. Yeah.
But there's definitely much more I'm looking forward to. Personally, from my perspective, not having being taken as much role as Shireen has in the music performances, I'm really excited to see what you put out the bag for that, because there's going to be, I've heard there's bands, I've heard there are people doing sets of their own, I've heard that might even be poetry. I'm really quite excited.
Yeah. I'm actually quite nervous about it, because like I'll be one of the performer on the day. So, well, I haven't been singing for like a whole year, so good luck for
me. It'll be brilliant.
Yeah, but then for me, Personally, I think I'm most excited about the meditation session, actually, because there will be gongs. So it's like there will be people who, you know, like just sit in one area and then just meditate. And that is like, that it's Zen, that it's like all that I'm about. And I'm just really, really excited about it. And the exhibition as well, because some of my friends are handing in their artwork. And then it's just, I just find it like really, really nice to, you know, like merge different type of art forms together. And I feel like, because art is something that can like touch base to our heart, basically. So, you know, it's just really nice.
I think it's so great to see, you know, an event for young people, which is obviously being run by yourselves as people, you know, within the age group that you're sort of making the event for. So it's very much a kind of peer-to-peer kind of thing. How did you guys come to be and organising this event? And Joe, you might want to come in here as well.
Yeah, well, I'm extremely lucky that Cass and Shireen have been involved sort of volunteering and taking part in youth projects at Grand Junction for the last couple of years. So I kind of, you know, persuaded them to join our young committee because they both have excellent ideas. And it's really important for us at Grand Junction. You know, we're applying for funding and we're running projects for young people, you know, not just to make up what we think people actually want. It's crucial that we actually have people on the board. We have lots of students from Paddington Academy and Westminster Academy, so shout outs to those guys. They sit on the committee as well, and then university students like Cass and Shireen. So we have meetings, you know, maybe three times a year where we just discuss key issues in the area. And the meeting we had back in the summer or spring, I think it was, this is when the idea came for, we need an event for young people which focuses on well-being, because we've all just been through a horrendous 18 months. So that's kind of where the idea came from. Yeah, so I'm very lucky these guys are on our committee, and we really wanted to give them a paid opportunity to curate and manage an event like this.
I feel extremely grateful that we've been given this opportunity, and the whole organization, as well as Joe, has been, you know, so transparent and wonderful and encouraging in the whole process. And Shireen has been wonderful to work with. It's just exciting. It feels like I've fallen into a lovely community rather than being appointed for a job.
Yeah, I agree. And it's really nice that we can just like put our vision together as well, because it's like a very, very good opportunity for us to, you know, like turn our thoughts into something physical that someone can actually join and like put the community together, which is really, really nice, because normally if I'm by my own, then I wouldn't really have the, you know, like the money or, you know, like the connection to do all this. But then because we, you know, we're supported by Joe, and then like Joe gave us this opportunity, therefore, you know, it's just really nice to be able to essentially take charge of like one event that is like not only benefiting people around us, and but also, you know, like ourselves as someone who is like young and then who needs this opportunity as well. So it's just really, really nice.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all. It sounds like a really exciting event, well, a couple of events, and you know, the enthusiasm, you guys, it's very infectious, you know, it sounds great. It's a shame that I'm 26 and can't come, so I wondered, Joe, and any of you guys, if there's any other events that while you're here, you would like to let anybody know about.
Oh, we've got loads of events coming up at Grand Junction, and I can't reel them all off. So I would say the best thing to do, if anybody's interested, if you guys are living in London, we're in North Westminster. So our closest stations are Royal Oak and Warwick Avenue, or we're a 10-minute walk down the canal from Paddington Station. Look on our website, which is www.grandjunction.org.uk. And then we have brilliant music gigs, we have exhibitions, we have projects for young people. Please just come and get involved.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jo. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, songs. Have you guys thought of any songs that you would like to request?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with Shireen. I'm very confident, Shireen. So let's start with Shireen.
I really like Griff. So there's this one song called One Foot in Front of the Other, which is her second newest hit. Is it hit? Yeah. So I'd like to have that because that's just great.
That's great. I haven't heard it, but it will be a great learning experience for me. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you.
Cass?
Yeah, I have a lovely one that I saw come up in my music playlist about a year ago when I was doing some exams, and it gave me, maybe it was 2 years ago actually, or maybe three, 2 years ago, and it gave me a lot of joy and perseverance through that time. It is by Chaka Khan and it's called Hello Happiness.
Fantastic. And Jo, would you like to request the song?
Yes. A song that I've been listening to quite a lot recently is by a band called Hiatus Coyote. They're a band based in Melbourne, and their new song is called Get Sun, and it's a really happy, beautiful song.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jo. Thank you, Cass, Shireen and Jo, for joining me today. Are there any final words which you'd like to say before you go?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. This is such a cool experience. This is my first time being on the radio, which is so cool. So cool, but so nervous as well.
Lots of firsts going on.
My first time, literally.
Doing this.
You guys are pros. thanks to Jo for setting this call up, and hopefully speak to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you'd like to leave us any feedback, you can email us at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk, or you can go to our website, advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. That's all one word. Thanks so much for listening, and do let us know what you thought.